أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال موسى لقومه يا قوم إنكم ظلمتم أنفسكم باتخاذكم العجل فتوبوا إلى بارئكم فاقتلوا أنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم عند بارئكم فتاب عليكم إنه هو التواب الرحيم. We're discussing the verses in the sixth ruku of Surah Al-Baqarah, wherein Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reminds the Bani Israel of the favors Allah has conferred on them and certain episodes that transpired in their forefathers. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam went to the Mount Tur to receive the Torah. He had to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first for 30 days and then 10 days beyond that. There were about 70 people that also joined up with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with the Torah. وَإِذْ آتِيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, remember the time when we gave Hazrat Musa alayhi salam the book and the criterion so that you will be guided. The reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conferred books to Anbiya alayhimu salam was for the purpose of guidance, that mankind should take guidance and direction from these books. And the Quran Sharif also is a very great ni'mat in favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last kitab to be revealed and the most virtuous of all the kitabs. And the purpose is that we are supposed to take direction from the Quran Sharif. We are supposed to take inspiration from the Quran Sharif. Unfortunately now, we have discarded and left the Quran Sharif. We do not even ponder over the Quran. We do not even make any effort to understand the meaning of the Quran. But rightfully, every facet of our lives, we are supposed to be correcting it, keeping the Quran Sharif in front of us. Like Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says, إِذَا وَهَنَتْ عَزَائِمُنَا قَوَيْنَاهَا بِالْقُرْآنِ. When our determination becomes weak, we strengthen it through the Quran. When we're feeling down, we're feeling low, we start reading verses of the Quran. What is the secret behind the resilience of the people of Gaza? How they are so strong now, despite all the atrocities and all the oppression. It is the power of the Quran Sharif. When anything happens, they start reading Quran. They read verses of the Quran. And they get that inspiration within their hearts. They feel that peace and tranquility within their hearts. وَإِذَا زَلَّتْ أَخْلَاقُنَا قَوَّمْنَاهَا بِالْقُرْآنِ. He says, when our akhlaq, our character is going off, then that also, we bring it straight through the Quran Sharif. You're doing something wrong. Read the ayat of the Quran. I'm getting angry, but Allah is saying in the Quran, وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْثِ, that muttaqeen, pious people are those who control their anger. Why am I getting angry? Why I've got this quality of anger in me? I need to sort this problem out. So you're reading the verses of the Quran Sharif and you're feeling that inspiration, you're understanding, I have to change my life now. I'm making ghibat, but Allah says, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْدُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Don't make ghibat. Why am I still got this filthy, dirty habit of backbiting and speaking about people? When am I going to correct myself and rectify myself? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the Bani Israel that we had given you this kitab. This is also a criterion. This is what will differentiate between haq and batil. This is what will differentiate between right and wrong. So we have also got the Quran, and the Quran will give us direction and it will show us what is right and what is wrong. Anyway, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is blessed with the Torah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs him, فَإِنَّا قَدْ فَتَنَّا قَوْمَكَ مِنْ بَعْدِكَ وَضَلَّهُمُ السَّامِرِي. We have tested your people after you have left, and Samiri has misguided them. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is coming back to the Bani Israel. And as we mentioned, these people started worshipping this calf. So they're sitting around the calf and they're dancing and they're singing and they're worshipping that thing. All day and night. This is what they're doing. Hazrat Harun alayhi salam tries to stop them. But they said, no, we're not stopping. Hatta yarja ilayna Musa. We're waiting for Hazrat Musa alayhi salam to come back. We're going to see whether he's also going to worship this calf or not. As Hazrat Musa alayhi salam approaches the town, he hears all the sounds of dancing and singing, and immediately he tells the people with him, Hada sotul fitna. This is the sound of fitna. I can already hear there's some fitna that is happening. And here he finds out this is what happens. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is very angry. Remember, these people's anger was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was violated, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were violated, that's what made them angry. So he was extremely angry. And he told him, why, what made you do this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised you, he's giving you a kitab, and you going and worshipping the calf. So then he was informed of the whole situation, and then he went to Samiri. قَالَ فَمَا خَطْبُكَ يَا Samiri. Oh Samiri, what's your problem? Why did you do something like this? And Samiri then explained that this is what he'd seen, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam's horse, and he's seen the effect of the dust on the hooves of the horse. وَكَذَٰلِكَ سَوَّلَتْ لِي نَفْسِي. I just wanted to do it. My nafs and my desires beautified this to me. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam told him, اِذْهَبْ فَإِنَّ لَكَ فِي الْحَيَاةِ أَن تَقُولَ لَا مِسَاسِ. Now you go. Your punishment will be that you will live your life all alone, and throughout your life you will tell people, don't touch me. In this dunya you will have to suffer. وَإِنَّ لَكَ مَوْئِدًا لَن تُخْلَفَ. And in the akhirat, then the real punishment will come. So that was the punishment. Samiri just left and he had to go. He was wandering around freely in the jungles with the wild animals. And if he came in contact with anyone, he said, don't touch me, because if anyone touched him or he touched anyone, both instantly got a fever. And then he told him, وَانْذُرْ إِلَىٰ إِلَٰهِكَ الَّذِي ظَلْتَ عَلِيهِ عَاكِفًا. You see this God of yours. لَنُحَرِّقَنَّهُ ثُمَّ لَنَنْسِفَنَّهُ فِي الْيَمِّ نَسْفًا. We're going to burn it. So he took the calf, and then he slaughtered that calf, and then he burnt it. And when it was reduced to ashes, then he took that ashes, and he threw it in the ocean or in the river. But some of this Bani Israel was so infatuated with the love of the calf, that they actually went to drink the water. And when they drank the water, their mouths became yellow, their lips became yellow, and their stomachs got bloated. So this was the unfortunate situation of how carried away they got with this calf, and how they went to worshipping the calf. And Allah protect, but how people worship the calf, or people worship idols. We have got different idols in this day and time. Our desires have become our idols. We worship our desires. So it's only about what I want in life. So to suit our desires, we will even try to chop and change the Quran Sharif. We'll try to distort the Quran. We'll try to distort the Hadith to suit our desires. We were supposed to change ourselves to suit the Quran and suit the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, then he told his people, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Oh my people, you've done a very wrong thing. You have oppressed yourselves by you taking this calf as your God. فَتُوبُوا إِلَىٰ بَارِئِكُمْ. Now make tawbah to Allah, make tawbah to your Creator. And what's your tawbah? فَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. You have to kill yourselves. That means one person will have to kill the other person. People who are innocent, who didn't do this, they will have to kill the people who got involved in this worship of the calf. So this was the Bani Israel. Many of them had to be killed. That was the tawbah. our Shariat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us. There are a few instances when people will be killed. Certain sins, like if murder, person perpetrated murder, then he will have to be killed. And nafs will be nafs, life for life. Similarly, a married man or married woman who commits adultery, and then it's proven without a shadow of doubt. It's very, very difficult to prove it with the full, with full conviction. But once it's proven like that, or the person confesses and he says that I have committed adultery and I want the punishment, then the person will be killed. But besides that, other sins, we can make tawbah, we can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The worst of sins, person can come to the masjid, he can make tawbah, he can go on the musalla, he can cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these people, thousands of them had to be killed, and that was the only way that their tawbah was accepted. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them, ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. But after that then we forgave you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, for you to be grateful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite blessing these people with so many bounties, we see on how many instances they rebelled against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they disobeyed the command of Allah, and ultimately they earned the curse of Allah. May Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.